Tag. Casey Leisure, only on Casey 107.7.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Casey at Leisure with me, Noshat Khan, on Casey 107.7. The show that talks about travel, tourism, and the people that are making the things behind the scenes happen so that you and I can have some quality time when we're at leisure. Tonight, we continue our series with Taryn Tomlinson on Universal Access, which will be part two of tonight's show. And then Jolene Duplessis, who has been highlighting the different roles that women in tourism have been playing or are playing in the province. And so that will be part one of tonight. And that is the celebration of Women's Month. The last 4 weeks, Jolene has crisscrossed the Western Cape and found people or ladies that are involved in the tourism sector. And we've really found some gems. I thoroughly enjoyed the story from Nisner last week and her journey that took her 13 years to become her own tour operator in the Garden Route. And what a wonderful story that is. And I'm sure tonight's edition of what Jolene will bring in part one of tonight's show will also be something that's inspirational and a closing for tourism, for Women's Month, and also this feature on women in tourism. But first, we're going to go into some music. When we come back, Jolene will talk to our women in tourism for this month.
Hashtag Casey Leisure, only on Casey 107.7.
Hi, I'm Jolene Duplessis, and I'm here to introduce you to some role players in the industry that have made a success of their tourism career. Now, we know that tourism is a business for everybody, and here with me this morning is Tuzeka Sekali, who is at the moment working at a tourism information office, but that's not all she does. So how did you actually land up in the tourism industry, Tuzeka?
So I studied tourism management at Nelson Mandela University. Started in 2011 until 2013. Then after I completed my studies, started working for a hotel in Pretoria in the sales office. Then realized quickly that that is not what I wanted to do. So I moved on and worked for the nice houseboats. Prior to me working there, I had no experience of boating or even being in the water, so it was very intimidating. So it took me about a year to get used to the environment, and started as a reservations consultant to being a skipper, skippering one of the houseboats, and to teaching the guests how to drive the boat. So I was actually accredited by SAMHSA. I've got a skipper's license. And I did the whole course with the people. I took them out. I did that for about 3 years. Then I saw an opportunity through a Westgrow advert for the Tourism Information Officer at Visit Knysna. Then applied for that. In 2019, I started working for the tourism office. So I've always wanted to be in this tourism office space, because my passion has always been traveling and meeting new people and interacting with people. So I didn't just stop there. I immediately after I joined the office, I started tourist guiding through Alive PTL, where I did my site guide. So I'm qualified to guide in Knysna, Plettenberg Bay and Sedgefield. Then last year, I started something new and exciting of being a port specialist. So I've done three ships for Acorn in Cape Town, running the operations for them, the Queen Mary and the Costa Deliciosa in the three different ports, in Port Elizabeth, Cape Town and Durban, running the operations and the tours and arranging the guides for those. So yeah, that's me in a nutshell. I think I've said a lot in one sentence. But it's for me, after I completed my diploma in tourism, I immediately thought that I'll be a manager at some hotel or at some tour operator, but it didn't work that way. I realized that I have to start at the bottom. I had to do the sales. I had to be a tour consultant, and I had to be that reservations consultant in order for me to gain the experience that I needed to be where I am today. So,
well, you mentioned something very important, that you like to work with people. Do you think that's an important part of being in the tourism industry?
That is the most important part. For us, I always tell people, when they say you're always happy, you're always smiling, and don't you get tired? Don't you have sad days? I don't have that option. Even when I'm sad, when I see a guest walking through the office, my mood lights up. Because tourism is a lifestyle. You are in the business of making people happy. So you cannot take your sadness to the office. So that's just my motto. And the passion is very important, because in the tourism industry, you work long hours. Sometimes those you get rewarded, but sometimes you just do it for the love and the passion. So passion is very important, because it's what drives you, it's what keeps you going.
And does your passion actually make you exhausted? Does it exhaust you?
I am very exhausted now. We just finished the Knysna Oyster Festival, but I haven't taken any time off after that, because work has to go on. I am very exhausted, but I still carry on, because yeah, that's the passion, that's the industry.
So would you say that your passion for the tourism industry, which I believe is some kind of a germ that catches you, you sort of
want to get rid of it,
but do you think that your background has empowered you to do this, or did you come from an area where you didn't know about tourism, or how did you get into deciding to do that tourism management course?
It was actually by accident. Where I come from, we, as much as we are a coastal town, Port St. John's, it's a very beautiful part of South Africa that most people don't know about. We, from our homes, we'll see people hiking down the road, and we'll always watch these people and wonder, where are they going? They're actually hiking, because that's the most, that hiking route is very popular, where they go through Coffee Bay, and eventually they land up in our areas. So when I decided what I wanted to study, tourism was not my first choice. I wanted to do teaching. Then I couldn't get into teaching. Then I said, let me just try this tourism course and see how it goes. So I had zush, nothing, no information about tourism at all. I started learning about tourism because it was not even one of our subjects at high school. I started learning about tourism at university, and that's when I fell in love with the industry. And after I completed my studies, I actually realized this is not what I wanted to do. It's not my space. It takes a lot from you. You need to be confident. You need to be dealing with people. And I'm a naturally shy person. So I was like, how am I going to do this? And it doesn't seem like it pays a lot, because once you complete your studies, you're like, oh, I'm going to make millions. I'm going to help my family. But it was actually not all rosy and glossy until I actually told myself, you know what? Let me give this a chance. Let me start from the bottom. Let me learn my way through the industry. Let me allow people to teach me again, because just because I have a diploma doesn't mean that I know everything. I actually realized that I actually don't know my own country. Mm-hmm. I don't know my own region. I don't know my own town. So I had to learn. I had to learn about the activities in Knysna, the activities in the Garden Route, and eventually South Africa. So that is why I actually took up the tourist guiding course, because I wanted to learn more about the different cultures, the different areas, the rules and regulations, so that when I recommend a tourist guide to someone, I'm speaking from experience and I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Great, but you mentioned another very important part, the different cultures in the country.
Yes.
So how do you feel representing the different cultures?
I'm Xhosa. So for me, when I go to trade shows or tourism expos, I always represent myself, my culture. And I think people are very open to learning about other cultures. We just need to be proud of our own cultures. And it's always so beautiful when we go to these trade shows like Tourism Indaba. You see people dressed in their Xhosa attires, so that immediately catches the buyer before you even speak about your town or try to sell your town, because then already they're interested to know more about your outfit. Who are you representing? So I think it's culture and representing yourself and being a part of your culture, proud of your culture, I mean, is very important.
So you're talking about quite a few successes, and you've been quite successful. Have there been any challenges along the way?
Yes. For me, I've always, like I mentioned earlier, I'm trying to put this in a way that doesn't sound like so political, but no. It is political.
It is.
So I'm working in Knysna, and Knysna is very white. Let's just be frank. And when I started working here, I was not well received by the white market. You know, that stereotype of you black, so you don't really know much. How are you going to represent the town if... So I felt that at the beginning. And I said to myself, that is not going to stop me. I know what I'm doing, and I'm going to continue empowering myself. I'm going to continue learning, so that when I open my mouth and speak to people, I give them the facts. So I've grown a thick skin to a point where I'm okay being the only black person in a room. And I actually enjoy that now, because I used to be shy. If I'm like, what am I going to say to these people? They're white, I'm black. But I walk in and I light up the room. I don't care if I'm the only black person in the room. I'm very okay with it. So that was my challenge, getting into the industry and getting my foot and being successful in the industry, was just that rejection that you feel at the beginning. But I didn't allow that to stop me from growing and yeah, being in the industry.
Fantastic, because you're not the only one who feels that, and not the only one who had to face this challenge. Mm. And you overcame it by gaining more knowledge, by gaining more insight into things.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Yeah, and now I freely engage with people. Even it doesn't matter if they're black or white. They now know that it's not just another black face. It's actually a person who is capable of doing the job. Yeah.
And that capability, that only came through study, through being exposed, and actually throwing yourself into situations.
Oh, yes. Yes, learning. And I worked with a very empowering lady, Colleen, the previous GM of the office. I wanted to box myself when I came here, and she was like, no, you're not going to box yourself. You are going to attend this show. You are going to go to this networking function, because in tourism, networking is everything. You are going to do this presentation to these people. You are going to represent the office in these spaces. So she really empowered me to be where I am today because of the opportunities that she made sure that I get. And she pushed me when I said to her, no, I can't do it. She said, no, you can. And yeah,
fantastic. So she stays an inspiration for you.
She does. She does.
Anything else that inspires you?
I think my mom is my inspiration. It's just for me, it's their strength. Raising five children, being a single mother raising five children, is no child's play. We didn't have a lot growing up, but she made sure that we are healthy and fed, and we have a roof over our heads. Even now, I'm still working on making her proud. So that's what keeps me going, is making my mom and myself proud. So that's what inspires me.
Good for you. What is your message to people who want to enter the industry?
Just start and be okay with the no's, and be okay with feeling out sometimes, but you just need to start, and you need to be passionate and committed to go through the journey. I always tell the interns that are at the front desk, because when they come here, they are so scared to interact with people, even give them the information. I said, just learn from them too, because they are here to learn about Nizna, but you can also learn from them. So be open-minded. Be okay with not knowing something, because you'll never know everything in the industry. There's always something that you learn about every day. So be okay with stupid sometimes, with being stupid, because I had to be okay with that, because when I came here, I was like, oh gosh, they know so much, and I feel like I don't fit in this space. But I took it step by step. I had to be okay with asking someone for assistance. I had to start from scratch way now. Every weekend, I had to go somewhere different, because I had to learn all about these activities that we have in the area. So you have to be open-minded and be okay with learning from other people.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. This is Tuzeka Sikali, and I really, really appreciate the success that you've had and the way that you just go on. So all the best for the future, and thank you so much for giving us your time.
Thank you, Jolene. Oh, gosh, yeah. It's a fun industry. People always say, I'm traveling, I'm having fun, but I'm like, I'm exhausted, but yes, I am enjoying it. It's a very nice and fun industry.
Thank you.
Hashtag KC Leisure, only on KC 107.7.